Well, with those amendments, I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Treasurer's report.
You're welcome. Thank you. Since the last meeting, I have received $442.55 from code inspections, $125 from the Pike County Board of Elections for the May 19 polling location, $4,221.99 in real estate taxes, and $703.67 in ambulance taxes. In the Wayne Bank, there are $5,367.94 in the payroll account, $9,963.45 in the investment account. I did this before I received the tax money. In the ambulance account, there is $27,813.88. In the NBT Bank, there is $4,458.44 in the checking account, $16,525.43 in the money market account. And in the Plickett account, there is $391,015.78 in the general account, and $73,872.10 in the liquid fuels account. And that's all.
Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome.
And you're looking for approval to transfer $10,000 from the...
Yes.
I make a motion, we transfer $10,000 from the Plickett General Fund to the NBT checking account.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed.
Thank you.
Roadmaster's report. Well, we got all of our roads filed, we got them all swept off and everything, so we have now taken the broom off the tractor, and we're gonna start mowing. We're a little worried about trying to mow the Fire Tower Road because they got dump trucks running back and forth on that pretty heavy. Doing work back on Game Commission land there. Supposedly they're building a new road from the end of our Fire Tower Road back to Pondetti. That's what we understand.
Oh.
How nice. When I...
There's always been a road, there's always been a dirt road, dirt trail road back through there where you could sometimes get to it. But that's my understanding now they are...
He talked about having that as an emergency exit because of the compressor station.
Yep, years ago. But they are working back there. There's at least three triaxles that run back there in tandem all the time. So we're going to try and mow everything else and then finally get to it because the grass is really going quick, the weeds and stuff along the road. So, but I don't want one of our guys to get hurt either on that tractor. So we'll be working on that. Right now, the Ford... Yellow Ford is down with transmission lines. They rusted out, so we're in the process. It's out in the garage. We're doing, trying to do the job ourselves to try to save some money. So we've got to work on that. And we got some piping work we're going to do on the old back road. Some head walls kind of starting to fall in and stuff. The county asked if I wanted a kid this year, and I have declined to take the kid that they offered to us. He worked for Milford Borough last year, and they were not satisfied with him. That's why they didn't take him this year. He does not like to work. So I don't want to make him responsible for somebody that doesn't want to do what he's told and get hurt. Zoning.
Since the last meeting, only one permit issued was for a yard sale.
Public participation.
Guess not. It would have to be me, so.
Bill's on there as well.
Oh, Bill's on.
Bill's there. Secretary's report.
Thank you. Excuse me. I received an event press release from Penn State Extension regarding a safe drinking water clinic they will be hosting on Monday, June 15. The Westfall Township Secretary inquired whether Milford Township would be willing to share its data center draft ordinance. I received the NPDES permit number and authorization letter for AutoZone from the Pike County Conservation District. And a representative from Integrity Energy would like to discuss options for an electric service agreement. And that's all.
Old business, planning commission recommendations.
We're all looking at you, Bob.
Is it Bob Fuller? We thought we did that already.
We did put the, we did authorize the data center ordinance to go forward as soon as the planning commission approved it. Did it get sent to the county yet?
No, I didn't.
The data center
ordinance?
I didn't send it.
You need to send that ASAP.
Yes.
And the warehouse stuff, you guys didn't, did you guys finish that?
No, we're close to finishing 407.
Yep, 407 we almost
finished. That was next
finished.
On the list. And once we were done with the data center, we were going to cross a lot of that over to the warehouse ordinance.
407 would have been finished at the last meeting, but for the length of the meeting.
Yeah.
And doing the data center.
Understood. I mean, it's a 23-page draft. It's
yeah.
Not like you can scrutinize every word of a 23-page
no.
draft
exactly.
quickly. You know.
So should I send it to the Westfall Township Secretary, the draft? She inquired.
Clearly marked as draft. I don't see there's any harm in it. They could get it from the county just as easily, and I'd rather that we cooperate because
yeah.
we have residents who are often looking for cooperation at Westfall, and
yep.
the more we can build that bridge, the better.
Any motion on that?
Any problem with that, Nancy?
We don't need a motion on that,
no.
Tony. No. Just, to, you, yeah. you know, direction has been given.
Thank you.
Anything else under Fuller Engineering?
You don't need us to act on anything.
No.
No.
For John.
No, not at this time.
Okay.
Hydrant fee information, have we heard back
no,
anything from them?
No new information is available on the hydrant fees.
So
I just want to make...
I just wanted to ask, so are you saying that you're going to send this draft data center ordinance to another township?
Yeah, the neighboring township Westfall was asked for it.
Okay. I would just caution them that, so there is a model that Penn Future did, that this is based in part on that model, but what we have done is modified that model based on Milford Township's current zoning regulations and so forth. So Westfall would have to be really careful that they don't just adopt, you know, what you have here. They might be better off taking the Penn Future model ordinance and then modifying that.
Yeah, Nancy, I wouldn't have any concern that they would just attempt to adopt. If they were going to just adopt any model, they would have taken the county's model. Or the Penn Futures model, which, since Penn Futures model was given to us by Penn Futures, was likely given to them by Penn Futures as well.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be worried about that. I imagine they're probably just trying to take a good survey of what's happening around them, that they should be, you know, comparing the various ones, just as the Planning Commission, I understand, was looking at Green Townships and Cumberland Counties and...
Got it. Okay.
We went through
All
a lot
right,
of them.
Fine.
Which Green Township, they were, you know, abundantly clear at PSATs.
Yeah.
You can,
the law is the
if
law.
You don't have zoning and you adopt a data center ordinance, you're yes. likely just going to be overturned in court.
Yeah.
Because now you're only picking on one industry.
The question came to me from the solicitor and I gave him that answer.
Yeah. it was repeated, you know, 7 or 8 times.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I was, the Pennsylvania Commission for Women had an event in Wayne County on Saturday.
Oh, good, nice.
And data centers was a very hot topic at that event. And they were also talking about how some of their townships were not prepared yet, where
Extremely not.
They don't actually have the internet. in some of those areas, so they didn't think they needed to worry about a data center coming in, and didn't understand how much the facility would put the funds into building the infrastructure. And just because they don't have the infrastructure now doesn't mean that they wouldn't make that investment as part of the application.
Right, there's actually several townships in Wayne County that don't have websites. Everything still has to be purchased at the township building.
Wow. Yeah, still a very, very hot topic. Mm-hmm. And I am not going to say that I am comfortable with what's there being the final product necessarily. I want to understand it better. And mm-hmm. As I said, I only read about the first 12 pages of it over the weekend, because we got it on, Gary and I just got it on Friday. But I understand the need to have it go through the county and also see what the county's feedback is. Yeah. And those two things can happen at the same time, because time is of the essence. I understand that need. And I have a number of other questions about it, but we should probably just keep going through the hydrant fee. What I wanted to mention was it might interest some of the members of the board that PMAA, the Authorities Association, has been running some webinars of late, mm-hmm. and one of the topics that they covered was fee schedules and hydrant fees, and the instructor for those happened to be Elise Stennett. So we could just keep that, file that away in the back of our minds if...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's plenty of municipalities that don't pay any hydrant fees.
Yeah.
At the last meeting, I had a copy of the fee schedule from BCRA, and they charge $1 per year for municipal hydrant fees.
Yeah.
Per hydrant.
Yeah, we don't pay any in Jefferson Township. We don't pay hydrant fees.
How many hydrants do they have?
It's Aqua has the water system, so they don't.
Aqua doesn't charge the municipality for...
They don't charge the municipality at all for a hydrant fees.
They just charge the ratepayers. Which, I mean, the thought is that they've built that into the rate then.
Yeah.
The question is, you know, Aqua is regulated.
Throughout that region, correct.
Aqua would have PUC regulating their fee schedule.
Yeah,
correct. Private water companies do not.
No, they do what they want to do.
Well, there has, I understand that authorities were waiting for a new case to come down.
Still waiting. It is sitting there with the Supreme Court.
Is PUC potentially being...
PUC wants to wash their hands of the whole thing. Even though the law says that they're supposed to regulate. So we'll see what the court does with it. Commonwealth Court didn't let him get away.
Anything else on the hydrant fees? If not, we'll move on to zoning fees. You want to?
Zoning fees.
I want to table that. I got to redo it again. I'm having problems with my word.
Yeah, I kind of thought it must be. Are you trying to convert a PDF?
I don't. But Word? I've been working on it for so long. I'm just going to redo the thing. I'm going to come down here and use my Word here and redo it, and that's it. And I never had a problem here. I redid it there, and it came out fine. And as soon as I
went to transfer,
saved it and went to print it, it came back messed up again.
Yeah.
So this time,
probably your...
My son's like, yeah, you should have took a screenshot of it all before you saved it.
So I see a $16 per hour in some spaces. So are we changing the base salary? Base salary
no,
is
$15.50?
So sometimes it will be $15.50, and for those applications, it will be $16.
Yeah, because you have $16 per hour review fee.
For some zoning.
Then it should be $15.50.
Okay.
So that's another change to make.
Or, you know, maybe I should just put the hourly rate. This way, if it changes,
that would make sense.
Hourly fee, yep.
Yeah, okay. Because then for meetings, I upped it because the township's involved with the meetings too. And he's here on behalf of us and we're asking questions he's asking. So I went to, when he has to be present at hearings, it would be, I think, either $30 or $35 an hour.
I'm going to give you my copy of what Shahana gave me. I've made some notes on it. Think about what I...
Well, I think it made it in there this time about the hearings.
Well, I made some notes on the escrows too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for the curative amendment, it's 5,000.
What?
Curative amendment or something?
The curative amendment.
5,000.
Yeah.
But that's no different than it is on the current schedule. So I'm curious, was that paid by DEPG?
Yeah, it should have been. Did you get a check from DEPG for $5,000? I didn't want to change it because we already did it.
But that was the existing fee. That was not a change from the previous.
From even the previous one?
No, I don't believe it was. I should have a copy in here. I did try to compare the old ones and the new ones.
No, I'm not saying that the one that was done right before I got in here, the original one, the fees were, I know the fees were $900.
Were the fees paid?
On the one before it went
this
before
she went. $5,000 for a third of amendment.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I kept it.
And that's the signed copy.
Yep.
So why wasn't it charged? I mean when DEPG filed that, probably because they didn't file an official request for a curative amendment, did they?
Nope.
Do we have an application for a curative amendment in the zoning files? Because that would have been when Sean was here.
But if you remember, they didn't file it.
I just got the draft.
They just sent the proposed draft.
Right, but there was a huge difference between the two. If they filed for a curative amendment and the time that set the time together, so they didn't, they asked nicely and waited around. And by doing that, circumvented the $5,000 fee.
John Clubmeyer.
Did we...
Did they pay the review fees for the for Mr. Fuller?
No, I got the bill from Mr. Fuller.
Did you bill it to him?
Bill it to them.
Bill it to them.
What was the bill for $500 for? No, it was for AutoZone.
Oh, for AutoZone.
Did you get a bill from him for
DEPG?
DEPG, the curative amendment? No.
Well, that's one of the things I think that the fee schedule needs to be more clear on, is what is being attributed, what is being paid from those fees and what is not, or what will be billed on top of.
That's why I think the escrow should just be across the board for all these.
So...
back after.
And yeah, because you can calculate it. If you get a $5,000 escrow for a conditional use hearing, and you use $2,000 of it, and you just give the $3,000 back, but at least you have it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go chasing people afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I think any more when an application comes in, we're going to have to establish an escrow.
Well, we have to adopt that as part of the fee schedule, as part of, you know, adopting the ordinance for the adopting the fees, right?
Yes.
I have no idea what that was.
It's
on several pages.
Yeah, I know. I have no idea where that even came from.
What I've seen generate stuff like this, usually formatting wise, is when someone tries to convert a PDF to a Word document. If you don't have the paid version of Adobe and you're trying to do that, if you don't have a high enough version, it will often kind of make a wonky
I have
formatting.
I do have that version because it converts everything over to the PDF. No problem.
Bob, have you looked into other townships for these fee schedules?
What?
Have you checked with other townships?
Yes.
How do we compare to the rest of them?
Well, ours were very high.
High or low?
High.
The original ones.
Some of them, it depends on which ones you look at, because some of them, the application fee's lower, but then they charge for every inspection.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, I think we need to take the comprehensive look.
That's what we've done.
Well, you've presented us with this document that's not yet formatted in a way that we can even look at it, but we, as far as the rest of the comprehensive look, you've done a comprehensive look.
I think Sean might have the word format. Sean made it, so he might have the word somewhere.
Sean Bowles.
Yeah, it was on the computer.
In Word format? Because he was working on it, and then he printed it.
No, he didn't give me the Word version.
Yeah, it should be in, I'm pretty sure it was a PDF.
That's what I've seen most often create those wonky formatting issues, is converting a PDF. All right, so the motion is to table the zoning fees.
Yes.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Planning Commission recommendations, data center ordinance.
So at the previous meeting, we authorized that as soon as it was passed by the planning board for recommendation to us, it be sent to the county.
Yes.
We've established that it didn't go to the county yet, but it needs to go to the county tomorrow.
So first thing in the morning tomorrow.
Yes, please.
I think the last revisions were done Thursday afternoon or Friday morning.
Yeah, it looked like they were just authorized at the meeting. By the time they came into the office on Friday, it would make sense to wait.
Yes.
Yeah,
and see if there were additional.
And we told her to go ahead with it after all the revisions.
Next on the list, request for closure of the Old Owego Turnpike on June 27th, 26th for Gray Towers National Historic Site. Yeah, I forget what's going on there. I make a motion we allow them to close it on June 27th, 2026.
Freedom Family Fun Day.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
I do have a question.
Yes.
The street sign at the top of Old Owego is brown.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brown denotes, I thought, non-township owned roads.
That sign's been there since I've been there.
So that sign is just outdated to our ownership of the road?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It wasn't our road when that sign was put there.
Okay.
It was county road.
County road.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure my understanding is clear.
No, you're right.
And that didn't match, and it attracted my attention. So I've driven by it a million times, but the one day it attracted my attention.
No.
Okay.
That was a county road, and they were going to close
signs,
the road.
Did you see all the new ones they put up there for reduced gear zone?
Oh, yeah.
Just recently?
Last month.
Yeah, last month.
Oh, okay.
They put a bunch of new signs.
Bigger ones.
Bigger ones. More arrows, more reflectors.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You been noticing any smoking breaks at the bottom lately?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
still got them once in a while.
I know. I heard one Sunday morning when I was still laying in bed that I thought, I really hope that there's nobody in the way, because it was really loud and it was, you know, clearly coming that far down Route 6. At the speed that it was moving.
Once they start smoking like that, you end up with a runaway truck.
Yeah.
All the white loads have been coming through the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
you know, yeah.
It was seven in a row the other day.
Yeah.
Seven in a row.
They came through two of them with
the cars parked on both sides. We all had to pull off the road for the house to fit through.
Yeah, did you see the super one go through?
Yeah.
14 axles?
State police car in front of it, behind it. And behind that was the truck way guys, you know. They were traveling with it, too. I don't know why, but that went up through, that was a big flat disc or something.
But yeah, it was awful close to both really cars big. On
and
both
one
sides
go up and then one come down last week. But the other morning there was 7 wide loads, one right behind each other coming through town.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate that PennDOT put up the additional signs.
Yeah, they did. They were out there. They put quite a few up. More arrows.
Yep.
A lot more
arrows. I think there's 2 or 3 new bigger signs.
Yeah, they put bigger signs up, reduce gear zone.
Yeah. Participation in the 250th anniversary parade.
Among the correspondence that Shahana received was another inquiry from the county. So I suggested that she might just want to get something to send to tell the county.
I will not be here. Hopefully we're going to be in Cape Cod.
I think the answer is that the township is not going to be participating.
I would say, because I'm not going to be here either.
So, okay, so just answer Shannon back and tell her that Milford Township has no plans to participate in the parade at this time.
Thank you.
It was a different day. We were going to get Kyle's trailer decorated and put the band on and trail to town with the generator.
I believe I'm going to be in Cape Cod.
But I got family obligations that day.
Well, we are doing a float for the parade for the League of Women Voters.
That sounds good.
And assuming that their application to participate in the parade is approved, we'll be doing...
Do you know anybody in Milford? No.
The league itself was not sure. I guess they're cracking down on participation for this parade compared to what they've had going on in the St. Patrick's Day parade. And that doesn't surprise me with one particular participating group in mind, but they have rules about what kinds of flags you can have on your floats, and I guess they have a number of rules about which groups will be allowed, and your application has to be approved. So,
I don't know where they're going to put the traffic after the way the town was so packed the last time.
Forget about it.
That parade.
That was crazy. You know, I drove through just to go to the other side of town, thinking maybe I could park on the other side of town.
Well, I drove home from work, trying to get home.
They had everybody going up 4th Street, both directions.
Oh.
With cars parked on the side.
Well, 7th Street.
And once you got a truck, there was no moving.
7th Street was parked on both sides of the road.
Yep.
Well, my understanding...
Trying to go down 7th Street, it was just...
I mean, if they're going to take 209 traffic and put them on a back road, they can't have parking on that road.
It was just... Oh.
That was nuts.
I didn't think I was going to get home.
My understanding is that parade floats are required to be present by 10 a.m. And the parade kicks off at 12. And they expect to reopen the roads at 2.
No, that's better than
the plan.
They were saying there. Originally, they were saying 4.
Well, the St. Patrick's Parade doesn't kick off like that. The St. Patrick's Parade is later in the day. So it doesn't, the lineup is at 12, and it kicks off at 2, and they open the road at 4.
Yeah.
But this one, they want them lined up at 10. They're going to kick off at 12 and reopen the road at 2. That's what they're saying.
Until some federal person gets involved.
I've never seen so much traffic in town.
Well, I can't imagine. 4th of
Remember
July
you?
Traffic in Milford to begin
years
with.
Ago
on
when
a Saturday in the summer.
4th of July traffic normally, when I worked, was backed across the Jersey Toll Bridge.
No
without
doubt.
A problem.
That's what I was going to say. Back then, I had to run to Montague to pick something up. I'm like, I hope I can get back before the parade. Yep. I didn't make it. I got stuck in the middle of the bridge.
But even on a normal 4th of July weekend, traffic went across the Jersey Toll Bridge.
Yeah.
Coming in and down.
That wouldn't surprise me 1 ounce if it was... I imagine they're going to do like they did for the St. Patrick's Parade and put out the electronic billboards a week or 2 weeks ahead, warning people about the traffic so that folks have a chance to make plans accordingly. But it should be interesting. Thankfully, we don't have very far to go.
Hopefully, I'm going to be in Cape Cod.
There you go.
Enjoy your travels.